Let's try to do the last few halachot here in the Ben Ish Chai Parashat Ki Tisa Shana Shniya. We're up to halacha Yud Daled. Asur litol sa'aro o tziponav. One is not allowed to remove his hair or his fingernail, ben bayad, ben bekli, whether by hand or with some kind of a utensil, scissors or a clipper, ben le'atzmo, ben le'acherim, whether to himself, his own, or to do it for someone else. That's not allowed on Shabbat. Ve'im natal shete sarot bekli. If a person used a scissors or a nail clipper to remove two hairs, chayav chatat b'shogeg uzkila b'mezid. That's midoraita asur, and therefore there is a korban chatat if it was shogeg and skila if it was intentional mezid. Ubisear echad, when it comes to one hair, if the person removes one, so the shiur is two hairs in order to be chayav korban. What if one removes one hair? Asur min haTorah, kedin chatzi shiur. So the Ben Ish Chai, in a few places, not just here, he goes with what we are posek in Masechet Yoma, chatzi shiur asur min haTorah. So it's asur, even though there's no penalty of a korban or skila, but it is forbidden to do so. Rav Uvadia argues in Arichot Olam, he holds that it's not midoraita, it's only midrabanan, because when it comes throughout Tilchot Shabbat, when it comes to Chatzi Shiur, it's always asur only midrabanan. That's Rav Ovadia's Shita, and he brings many sources for that. You look in Halichot Olam. But from the Ben Ish Chai, it's mashma Chatzi Shiur, even in Ilchot Shabbat, would be asur min haTorah as well. Ubenotel beyado asu midivre sofrim afilu sa'ar echad. Now, all that was when you remove it with a keli, with a utensil, with a tool. But if he does it with his hand, so then it's asu midrabanan, even one hair. To remove one hair, to pluck out one hair, is asu midrabanan. Lachen yizaher shelo yechakech harbe bazakan. Therefore, a person has to be careful on Shabbat if he has a beard, not to, you know, scratch his beard aggressively on Shabbat, because maybe he'll come to pluck out one hair. V'chein anashim sheyesh lahem se'arot harbe b'roshan lo yechakechu harbe b'tziponaim shelahem, not to scratch your hair with your nails, to do, you know, a lot. Tevadait leshu se'arot. They're surely going to remove hairs. If you do something that you are inevitably going to remove hairs, you should be careful not to do that on Shabbat. Ubitoch achotem shechiach se'arot, v'yizaher lekaneach tzoat achotem sheyavsha k'tzat v'nachat shelo yaker yakor se'arot. Also, when you clean your nose, to do it, Ben Ish Chai holds, you have to do it carefully and smoothly, not in a way, be careful as much as possible not to remove hairs. Rav Uvadia argues with that. Rav Uvadia says you don't have to worry about it at all, because it's even if you want to say it's psik reshe, but it's psik reshe de lo nichale and bidrabanan. Rav Uvadia goes with that all throughout. He goes with the shitat rishonim, Tosfot in Ketubot and others, that when you have something, even though it's psik reshe, even though it's inevitable, but if it's lo nichale, if you don't care for it to be done, and it's to begin with an issue midrabanan, so therefore, you know, it's not a problem. You don't have to worry about that. The Ben Ish Chai is a little bit more machmir over here. V'chen kishemikanech be'asiyat tzracha v'yizar le'arbot b'mayim, mikanech b'rifriyon adayim, shim yu mayim mu'atim v'yikanech v'chozek yitalshud imin bevaday. In any kind of cleaning of oneself, a person has to be careful not to do so in a way that will surely remove hairs. Halachat tetvav, hatolesh notza me'ofot v'tarnegolim, one who plucks feathers off of chicken or birds, ben chayim ben metim, whether they are alive, whether they are not alive, chayav. That's asumi de'oraita, de'orche behachi, because that's something that is normally done, Vehave gozez, and that's the melacha of gozez, of shearing. However, Rav Ovadia points out in Halichot Olam that after the chicken is already cooked, if there is a feather left there, removing the feather is not asur. There's no isur of tlishat notzot after something has been cooked. But beforehand, ben chayim, ben metim, it's asumi deoraita to pluck a feather off of a bird or a chicken. The last halacha in this parasha, halacha tetzayin, asur litlosh klipot basar mi besaro. A person is not allowed to peel off skin from himself on Shabbat. There is a view that holds that that is asur midoraita. That is the opinion of the Taz, that removing skin from one's, let's say, finger or whatever it may be, the Taz holds it's like tolesh mina karka, because Adam hukash lekarka. He says a human being is compared to the ground, so it's like when you take off a piece of skin, it's like you are plucking from the ground. It's tolesh mina karka, and the Taz holds therefore it's asur min haTorah, and that's how Rav Ovadia is posek also in Halichot Olam. So you have to be very careful. You know, sometimes a person, even, you know, without his mind, without any intention, he you know, peels off skin, and that is asur min haTorah. What about like a little piece of a fingernail that is bothering him? Vetziporin shepersha ruba umtzaeret oto. Let's say a fingernail, so the tip, the part that he wants to cut off, let's say most of it was already cut, but it's still clinging onto his fingernail, and it's bothering him. It's causing him tzar if he doesn't remove it. Mutar litol beyado, aval lo bekli. You're allowed to remove it carefully with your hand, but not with you, not using scissors or a keli. Vetzitzin kemin retzuot dakot shepirshu meora etzba sviva tziporen umtzarot oto. Same thing with, let's say, strands of skin that sometimes, you know, come out next to one's fingernail, and it's causing him tzar. Mutar min adin litlam beyad. You're allowed with your hand to remove it. Ach kevan deyesh plukta ben Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam bepirshu klapei mala imu klapei rashi etzbeotav keneged haguf lachen asur litlam afilu biyad. Since there is a machloket Rashi Tosfot in this regard, it's better to avoid that and not to do so. But again, min hadin, if it's causing tzar, the Ben Ish Chai said, it is allowed. Now, this has ramifications for a woman who goes to the mikveh. Isha shechal tevilata belel Shabbat. Let's say a woman, the night of her tevila in the mikveh falls on Friday night. Veshachecha litol tziporneha mibeod yom. And it happens that she forgot to cut her nails before Shabbat. As you know, a woman, before she goes to the mikveh, she cuts her nails, basically because of the din of avoiding chatzitza, anything that can be a partition in the mikveh. So that's something that is very routine, very common for women to cut their nails before they go to the mikveh. Let's say she forgot, and now it's Friday night, it's Shabbat. So the Ben Ish Chai says, Nahagnu po yirenu yichonene elyon amen me'avotenu. Our minhag here in our city, the Ben Ish Chai says, as we received from our fathers, lehorot ki svarat hashach lehasiram al yedei goya, to be posek for such women in such a case, to ask a goya, a non-Jewish woman, to cut her nails for her. V'rak melamdim et ha-goya she'itimshoch yedei ha'isha kedei lakotz. And we, another thing, we tell the non-Jewish lady who's going to cut her nails that she should pull the hand of the woman who's cutting her nails towards her in order to do so. It shouldn't be that the Jewish lady is handing her hand in order to cut her nails. It should be without any involvement of the Jewish lady. The non-Jewish lady who's cutting her nails should take the hand towards her. Now in Halichot Olama, Rav Ovadia also agrees with the fact that you're allowed to tell a goy to do so. He bases it on the fact that to begin with, cutting nails is on Shabbat is only Isur Midrabanan, and therefore it's a case of Shvut Deshvut B'Makom Mitzvah. The Makom Mitzvah is Tvilat Mitzvah. Shvut Deshvut means you have a double Derabanan here. To tell the goy, which is a Derabanan, to cut the nails, which is another Derabanan, B'Makom Mitzvah is Mutar. Only in regards to the last point, Rav Ovadia differs. He says that you don't have to worry about whether she gives her hand to her or not. He says that's not something at all. It's misayeh she'en bo mamash. It's not considered misayeh, and it's not a problem. And by the way, what happens if you can't find a non-Jewish lady? Now what? Are you stuck? So Rav Ovadia says, in a case where there's no non-Jew to do so, yesh le'atir la litbol al yedei nikur yafe tachat hatziponaim. Rav Ovadia says you can allow her to go to the mikveh anyway, despite the fact that she didn't cut her nails, as long as she cleans them well. Even though she didn't cut her nails, bediavad, it's not a problem of chatzitza. It's not a reason to push off the date of the mikveh. So that is, those are the last three halachot here in Parashat Kitisa.